I have an announcement to make. The Simpsons have cable!
Cable?
That's right, 68 channels, MTV for the kids, VH1 for us, 1,600 hours of quality programming every day.
We talked about cable before. Do you really think we can afford it?
Nothing a month? Yeah, I think we can swing that.
Hey, Mike again with Nick,
yep.
Brad, and Homer vs. Lisa in the Eighth Commandment, which has a lot of good stuff in it.
Mm, a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, in between, it's kind of a good Homer Lisa morality tale episode, which there have been ones before and one after that are good. And also has a lot of good TV parodies with the boxing match and the infomercials and just everything they watch.
Oh, Nick McBain, too, I think.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, that was the way we was. Oh, we forgot to talk about that.
Oh, crap.
Let's talk about that real quick, that McBain. Oh, God, it's... It's just such a great parody of those old action, 90s action movies with Schwarzenegger, of course. And there'd be so many more McBain moments. I don't want to hear it, McBain.
You're out of here.
All right.
Something like that.
Well, that was the last episode. But
now yeah. On to this one.
Well, with the TV parodies, it was the first appearance of Troy McClure, which is another great Phil Hartman character. Lionel mm-hmm. Hutz was there before. We found it strange that both their appearances were joined by Dr. Nick. Because he was with Lionel Hutz and Bart gets hit by a car. He was in the infomercial.
It's surprising.
It's him with Crooked Yellow Teeth. Yeah, that's
so it's with like unsavory people.
Yeah, right. That's pretty good, actually. And Phil Hartman also voiced Moses in The Cable Guy. I just feel like they just used him so much in the older episodes, but he's always funny in all the bit parts he does.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering, like, since he died, like, right
season
when.
10.
Yeah. Like, what the show would have been like. It probably wouldn't be the same thing, but there would have
it's
been occasional.
Simpsons, I think.
Yeah.
A funnier voice on the show. That would have been it.
That was the linchpin of the Simpsons decline, I think.
It's a good thesis topic.
Yes.
Yeah. This
what
is a good one, though.
Guys?
I actually completely forgot about the beginning with the Mount Sinai. I thought that was clever.
Yeah.
I like that. It's really a show more about just like, you know, it's more than a sitcom. Like, this was a moral tale. Like, the last two episodes were very, like, you know, sweet. This one, though, was really about morality. I forgot the end. It was interesting, some of the interactions, like Apu talking to Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
It must have been, like, the only time ever that's happened, right?
Yeah, I... Maybe...
No.
Are they did in the movie, when they were pleading for him to
movies
get power.
Movies
are canon. I'm sure they've interactions in the past. I mean, in the future.
I like how
yeah.
Homer actually, like, conceded here in the end, whereas...
Oh, yeah.
I don't think nowadays he would have done that. Probably would just... Walk the damn fight.
Yeah, and he'd be more bored. Towards the end where he gets just real... I do like, even though, like, some of the scenes where Homer's just screaming at Lisa is kind of disconcerting, it's all sort of building up to his sort of just losing his mind over having to conceal so much of stolen things, and it sort of all builds up towards
even
the end.
The things he stole from the nuclear power plant were just, like, paper and pencils.
Yeah,
yeah, and how Mo probably wouldn't even mind it because it gave him a free mug anyway. But it's just more of his paranoia.
Right.
I was going to say something. Oh, yeah, how about at this point that... Like when Homer says, I invited some of my closest friends, and Apu shows up. It sort of seems normal now, but back then, I think they've had, like, two interactions up at this point.
Huh.
Like, Krusty gets busted, maybe one more other time, where it's like, I just invited the owner of the convenience store over.
Apu showing
now they're
up
like,
is the joke.
Yeah, now they're good family friends, so it doesn't make much sense now.
Mm-hmm.
What else? You see Satan again. Was
yeah,
in
that's
true.
A good
car.
Hell sequence here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really well done. And
like
I said,
the Reverend, he had that one kind of promising scene where I think he actually gave good advice to Lisa.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, sometimes I think they show him to be, like, kind of, you know, he's like a parody of, like, a religious man, but I think here he actually was meant to be positive.
I think, I can't really think of later episodes. Like, at the beginning, they kind of, it depends. Some characters sort of wane in terms of their, like, Dr. Hibbert, well, he's still the more competent, I mean, against Dr.
Definitely.
Nick, but he didn't develop the chuckle yet. He's the more serious doctor, but Lovejoy, they really kind of kept on the level. But even then, they still, like, give him bits of humor. We're talking about how stealing bread isn't stealing unless you add jam to it. But he still does give good advice, and it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't really funny until he started playing with trains.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
that sort of stuff.
I think they mention trains in the other episode? I don't remember. When he calls, Flanders gives him a call and he's fresh. Why do you hate my trains?
He probably, I forget what episode that's in.
He's probably stepped on a worm. Yeah, that was in with Dead Putting Society. Yeah.
Anyway, go watch the episode. I don't know why you're listening to this.
Yeah. Watching the episode would be much worse than listening to this. Any other things you can talk about?
We're about 5 minutes, so.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a fair length. Yes.